A human being is not a machine to be repaired, a spiritual system to be optimized, or a soul temporarily trapped inside a body. You are an organic human created by God. The word organic points to something living, embodied, relational, developing, and dependent upon God. Human beings have bodies, thoughts, emotions, memories, relationships, responsibilities, creativity, moral awareness, and spiritual direction. These are not detachable pieces. They belong together within one whole person. Scientology commonly describes the deepest human identity as the Thetan, an immortal spiritual being who possesses and uses a body. From that perspective, the body is not the essential person. It is more like an instrument through which the Thetan operates. Christianity offers a different understanding. Genesis 1 teaches that human beings are created in the image of God. Genesis 2 describes God forming the human from the dust and breathing life into him. The biblical person is not merely a spirit using a body. The person is an embodied soul, a living creature made by God and called to live faithfully before him. The body is therefore not an unfortunate attachment. It is part of God's good creation. Jesus Christ confirms the importance of embodied human life. The eternal Son of God became flesh. He experienced hunger, exhaustion, pain, friendship, grief, suffering, and death. After his crucifixion, Jesus did not simply abandon bodily existence. He rose bodily from the dead. Christian hope is not escape from embodiment. Christian hope is resurrection and new creation. This organic human understanding also changes how we approach people in ministry. A person may be a sinner who needs forgiveness. That same person may also be a sufferer who needs compassion. We must learn to distinguish between sin someone has committed and suffering someone has endured. Fear may involve thoughts, but it may also involve bodily exhaustion, painful memories, unsafe relationships, financial pressures, or unresolved grief. A destructive habit may involve moral responsibility, but it may also be reinforced by loneliness, physical dependence, social influence, or despair. Christian ministry does not reduce every struggle to one hidden spiritual mechanism. Instead, we listen carefully. We ask, what is happening in the person's body? Beliefs, emotions, relationships, responsibilities, environment, and faith. We offer scripture, prayer, Christian community, repentance, encouragement, practical wisdom, and professional referral when appropriate. We also reject the idea that weakness proves spiritual inferiority. Jesus wept. The Psalms contain lament. Paul spoke openly about weakness. Human limitation is part of creaturely life, not evidence that someone has failed to reach a higher spiritual level. The organic human stands before God as a whole person, created, fallen, loved, responsible, dependent, redeemable, and destined for resurrection. Our ministry goal is not to operate on people like spiritual technicians. Our calling is to love our neighbors, speak truth, protect their freedom, proclaim Jesus Christ, and walk beside them as whole persons before God.